The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, did you see this? Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul.
Yeah, there's some fear about him maybe not pulling through. Apparently, he had a heart attack on set.
He had a heart-related incident, Del.
No, I think it's been cleared up, and they said he had a heart attack.
On the set. You know what? I didn't want that. Just get Better Call Saul shot. Let's go. Get back out
there,
Bob.
Is that your concern? Not the fact that he nearly died?
Well, let's get back out there, because I haven't seen Better Call Saul in what seems like 3 years now. I'm a big Better Call Saul fan.
So don't you think the guy being healthy enough to film the show is very important, as opposed to, hey, just rush back out there and see how it goes?
Just get there. Just let's go.
Man, you
I need to go.
You are not a nice person.
No, I'm a very nice person. I want him to live so we can finish shooting.
How about I just want him to live because he has a family, and I'm sure he has things in his life he wants to accomplish, and he doesn't want to die at 58. Not... There's a show I need to watch.
Well, he's shooting a show I like.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Oh, my gosh. It just seems to me that let's get it done. That's all.
Well, it's not going to get done yet. He did just have a heart attack.
Yeah. No question. No question. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, our headlines from yesterday... was Deshaun Watson, basically. I don't know that there was any other... Did anyone report on anything other than Deshaun Watson playing defensive back? Or was there any news like Brandon... Is there any Brandon Cooks news? Or is there any Tyrod Taylor news?
No, but there's Will Fuller news. Are you going to take the lead from the Will Fuller news? Have you guys seen that?
I haven't seen Will Fuller news.
Injured. Something's wrong with him. He had to leave the field at Dolphins practice.
Second
one. He practiced yesterday. He's not practicing today.
Yeah.
Well.
Is that surprising to anyone?
Well, he's not practicing today because he got injured in the first practice.
There it is. Armando Salguero, a guy who I call the truth teller, and he is inside information.
He is very disliked by Dolphins fans.
Very disliked. Will Fuller, who left practice today, is, quote, dealing with something and may not practice today.
Yeah, he's not on the field. And Xavier Howard left the field, too.
He just left.
Oh, Dell, this was going to be your year. You had a deep threat who's now an oft-injured player and a cornerback who has been disrespected by his team.
Who do you root for again?
I root for your demise
with
the Dolphins.
Who do you root for as a team?
The Houston Schadenfreudes.
So nothing you say is going to make me feel bad.
I'm rooting for all kinds of things, like bad play for your team. Like Aaron Rodgers to go out like a crumb bum this year. I told you, my team is the Schadenfreude.
Didn't I say aren't you supposed to be gone?
Yeah, but I had to get that in. I got another commercial coming up in a second.
No, you don't.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Well, then there's another story coming out of New York, New Jersey. Kelvin Benjamin. You'll remember the big the big wide receiver, Del?
Yeah, the fat kid from Florida State.
Yeah, well, that's not what we're describing him as.
That's what I'm describing him as.
Well, first of all, he's a grown man.
The fat man from
he's
Florida State.
He's a very grown man.
I love that you said from Florida
that's
State.
That's where he's from.
That it man is. Was 40 pounds lighter when he was at Florida State.
The fat man, formerly of Florida State.
Apparently, he's been cut by the New York Giants, and it's Joe Judge's fault.
Well, yeah, it's always the other guy's fault.
Yeah. Kelvin Benjamin blasted Judge for the way things played out, calling his brief stint with the team a hoax and declaring Judge doesn't have what it takes to ever lead the Giants to a championship.
Now tell me why, John. What was his what happened?
Well, here's what happened. I just felt like from day one, once I stepped on the field, once I put on the colors, he never liked me. He didn't even want me there. So apparently he was a wide receiver. Yeah. Remember back in the day he was a wide receiver.
Oh, so wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin was with the Giants? Is that what you're saying?
No. He's got to be a tight end because this spring he was 265 pounds.
Oh, that's beefy for a tight end.
Big
for a tight end.
Actually, the Giants wanted him to lose 15 pounds by the time he got
back. So his target weight was 251. So as a professional athlete who's looking to make a team and get an NFL paycheck, he had to go from 265. So let me ask you this question. Right. He had to go from 265 to 251. It's been done before. A lot of guys have cut weight. Yeah. So how close did he get to 251?
Well, he got close. He actually started at 265, and he came in at 268. So he actually gained weight instead of losing the 14 pounds they wanted him to lose.
So he's like the Mariners' run differential. He went in the wrong direction.
Well, yeah. He's the, yes.
Wait, so so Joe Judge wanted him at 251, which seems like a pass-catching tight end's weight. He was 265 in the spring. Let me get this straight. He was 265 in the spring, and then he came in at 268, so he actually gained weight?
He actually gained 3 pounds.
How did he gain weight? Does he say how he gained weight?
Well, yeah, he did. He said he put on a bunch of muscle because he's a workout warrior.
So weights did it.
Yeah.
So lifted, too much lifting.
Well, he did shut Joe Judge up. He said, Judge was like, we're going to fine you for being 17 pounds overweight. I was like, how are you going to do that? Benjamin said. I said, so you want me to be a smaller tight end? And then when I played wide receiver, he had nothing to say. He quieted down. God, he dabbed
hope
on
he dabbed
him.
On he dabbed, Joe.
Maybe.
Hope he dabbed on. Yeah, oh, really? I played at 257 pounds when I was wide receiver. Like, hey, that's.
Maybe that's why
I don't
Joe
know
Judge
if you
didn't
know.
Say
I don't
anything.
Think you did yourself any favors.
He was speechless. He goes, you did
Joe
what?
Joe Judge probably went, this fat ass. We're never going to get him at 251. Why did we even
why did
bring
they bring him in? What
they
was the
cut
appeal?
Him before practice.
What was the appeal?
Well, here's. Get this. He didn't even talk to me Tuesday, the day before practice. He didn't bring it up at all. I just felt like the dude didn't like me. Mr. Gettleman knew exactly what went down. It's crazy how they twisted the narrative about everything like it's a joke. They make it seem like we don't even matter. That's the thing about humanity, man. Wait a minute, what?
He's trying to turn it into, you came in, you are 17 pounds heavier than what your target weight is. Every team gives a player a target weight. You're a free agent trying to play a new position, and you came in 17 pounds heavier, even heavier than in the spring, and now this is about humanity and not caring about the players. And dude, you're nobody to them. You're just a fat wide receiver who's trying to play tight
end. That's what he's saying.
And you couldn't even catch your weight of what you were supposed to be.
You're not seeing him as a human being.
No. It's humanity, man.
He's a chunky tight end.
It's humanity, man. He said this has all been a hoax.
Joe Judge twisted it. You know
they
what?
Didn't give that's him a chance. Everybody in the building was telling me I look great. They never wanted the narrative to be good about me.
Does he know that that's what everyone says to a big person?
Oh, nowadays, you want to body shame Kelvin Benjamin?
Did you lose weight, Kelvin?
Kelvin, yeah. You look good.
Is that? Yeah, what does he think is being said?
That is really slimming on you.
That Giants practice jersey is... makes you really look slim.
You know, my wife told me, she went the other way. Don't wear white. Don't wear that shirt. It just looks terrible on you. Okay, I guess I'll take you back to Dick's Sporting Goods. She's like, no, that's a no.
That's
okay. What? I guess this is a no. She didn't even have to say anything. She goes, nope. Okay. That's how she is with humanity.
She's not human.
That's another thing. She doesn't treat people, she's got it all twisted up, just like Joe. She's the Joe Judge of our marriage. She's just trying to screw me over, trying to make me look bad, not giving me a chance. Yeah. It's the same thing Joe Judge did with Kelvin Benjamin. I lifted. I did some all of a sudden, I lift, and now all of a sudden, that's a big problem. Oh, okay.
You put on muscle.
Kelvin Benjamin is really helping his future employment possibilities. I have a perspective on Joe Judge. He's not a coach that can ever win a Super Bowl because he sits there and cusses all day. You could tell he's one-sided about everything. He's a know-it-all. That's not how it's supposed to work. We all can learn from each other. We're all humans at the end of the day. The true colors will come out.
Look, we can get into his reasoning, but does anyone believe Joe Judge is winning a Super Bowl?
No, Kelvin's right about
that. Yeah, he's right. He's right.
He's actually right
about
that.
Maybe the work he's showing is not correct, but the answer is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, it's not how you got there, right?
Yeah, it's how you finish, and I think he's right.
And he's right. He's dead on.
If you want to throw shade at someone like Kelvin Benjamin did, in about 15 minutes, throw shade Thursday.
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of shade to be thrown today. A lot of shade is coming your way.
I mean, Brian T. Smith and John McClain were throwing shade yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Did they ever?
I think I heard the most embarrassing day in Texans history. I was like, do you know the history of the Texans?
Honestly, how is this the most embarrassing? embarrassing day in Texans history.
Yeah, because
we can't play that, right? Because he's on another station.
Well, it was a Twitter video for the Chronicle.
It was a Twitter video for the
Chronicle. Are we allowed to do that?
I don't know about
that. Since it wasn't for a radio station?
I don't.
Or maybe it was for 610. I'll have to find it and see what's the brand on that.
Well, yeah, it's the videos. I don't know that it would have been.
Yeah, Houston Chronicle. It's from them on their Twitter.
Yeah. It's a Chronicle Twitter?
Yes.
Can we play that? Is that allowed?
We can credit the Chronicle and play it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. 10-16. You're going to hear the worst day.
Someone
really
talk about
the worst day in Texas history. I mean,
you know, there's a lot of evidence to the contrary of your opinion on that, right?
Yeah.
Who knows that, right?
Right. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us. Right, we'll play this on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Today, Nick Caserio treated the media and the fans like we are absolute idiots, and like Nick Caserio has won 6 Super Bowls for the Houston Texans, even though they're rebuilding and they might win 2 games this year. David Culley was even worse. So Nick Caserio wouldn't tell us anything about Deshaun Watson, even though he's dealing with 22-plus lawsuits being investigated by the NFL, Houston Police Department. Didn't know if he was going to practice. Why is he practicing if he doesn't want to be here? He wants to be traded. I feel a little better right now, getting this off my chest. And then after we watched him, and John, Deshaun Watson played safety. He was the number 4 quarterback. They let him work out, but he didn't really practice with the offense. What in the hell are you doing, number 1? And number 2, then after it's all over, when you watch all this crap, David Culley comes out here and talks to us like we're even bigger idiots and said Deshaun Watson, who led the NFL in passing last year, best year in Texans history, one of the best quarterbacks in the league in the last 10 years, Deshaun Watson needed more reps because he didn't do off-season workouts when off-season workouts don't mean anything. This was the dumbest and worst day in Texans history, and that's being nice.
Yeah. Now, that's hyperbole, right?
He must be new here.
How long has Brian T. Smith been?
He's been doing the job for a while, but
that's courtesy of the Houston Chronicle,
certainly,
and their website.
There have been dumber and worse things that happened.
No, I mean, that's not even close to the dumbest day in Texans history. Just comes to mind, DeAndre Hopkins.
That the day of that trade.
Yeah, I mean, everybody to a man. No. You can't give, first of all, the wording by Culley and Caserio that, you know, whatever, he's not ready or whatever. You can't give Deshaun Watson any reps. You got to get your guys ready for the season. Deshaun's not going to be your guy. So that Deshaun Watson is the 4th string quarterback makes a lot of sense. This isn't even close to the dumbest day in Texans history. Not even close. Jadeveon Clowney, Randall Cobb, Jack Easterby. It's day after day after day. Cal McNair, how they got Nick Caserio, how they lost Deshaun Watson. Oh, I mean, there's day after day after day of dumbest days. Come on,
every draft.
Every draft is ahead of this.
How about the day where, on a Hail Mary, they slapped the ball down, it landed in the Jaguars' hand, he walks in for a touchdown. That was a dumb and worse day than this.
There's been a lot of dumb
come on.
Going,
Rosencopter.
Bill O'Brien kicking a field goal. Bill O'Brien going for it against the Broncos in his own 30-yard line. And then they score right away to make it 31-3.
The Wildcat.
The Wildcat.
The Chiefs returning the opening kick for a touchdown in the same game.
The Chris Brown halfback pass.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, this may have affected you more for whatever reasons, reporter from the Chronicle, Brian T. Smith, but for the rest of us who've who wallowed through the last 18 years or so. You know, I think I may be the mush here. I moved here the summer of 2002. And other than that night where we watched them beat the Cowboys and some other nights sprinkled in, it's been a hellhole for the Texans.
You turned us into Detroit.
When I got here, I remember coming here because we had to stay in like some Homewood Suites or something until the house was ready. When I had just graduated high school or so, and a little before that actually. And then I'm like, Texans are in town. There's this football. Remember, I'm coming from LA where football wasn't a big deal. Everyone here is excited about football, so I'm in town. And I'm like, ooh. Now I'm thinking back. This could be on me.
You're the Matt Thomas of the Texans.
I don't take offense to that like he would.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. Hey, Throw Shade Thursday. Adrian is in line already. Anybody else, you might want to wait about 5 or 6 minutes because it's in the next segment. So we will get to Throw Shade Thursday. I don't think we've even talked about Julio Jones and Roddy White.
No, we have not.
I don't think we have. Well, there's some problems for Julio Jones, who recently signed with the Titans, hasn't played it down with them, but they get this. They are being sued by a company called Genetics LLC, accusing Julio Jones and Roddy White of involvement in efforts to divert cannabis products from an otherwise legal cultivation and distribution operation in order to make black market sales. The lawsuit alleges that Jones, White, and multiple other defendants have sold, since March 2021, a whopping $3 million per month of cannabis products on the black market, and that they laundered money arising from those sales. That's a pretty serious allegation. What with, you know, illegal drug sales, laundering money, more than likely, well, they don't have tax evasion yet because they haven't filed any have not filed their taxes. So this is very, very, it's going to be interesting to see if they do, then, oh, by the way, then they will have to file taxes on it. Of course, their lawyers, Roddy White and Julio Jones' lawyers, say it's meritless, but that's what is always said in the initial phases of a lawsuit. It's meritless, and they'll try to get it thrown out of court. Called it frivolous, goofy, a conspiracy theory. We'll see if there's any proof. More likely to go to jail, Julio or Deshaun?
Oh, this is a dark path we just went down. Well, there will be more evidence if Julio did something wrong. It'll be he said, she said.
They're grabbing texts and emails.
Yeah, in the Deshaun case. Now, there will be some back and forth as far as DMs, but I would probably have to bet on Julio if I was going to take someone to go to jail.
Yeah, me too. I think Julio's more likely, what with $3 million a month in cannabis sales that probably can be proved.
There's paperwork.
There is paperwork, and there's missing cannabis from this distribution center. So, wow. Nice. That's a nice signing, Tennessee.
Roddy White told Larry Brown Sports that the allegations are completely false, if you talked about. He says he did a background check and learned that two of the people involved with genetics are felons who put the company's cannabis license in jeopardy. He says they are trying to have the men removed from the company and that their attempt to remove the men spurred the legal complaint in response. White states that he and Jones financed genetics from start to finish, and therefore, they would have no reason to steal from themselves.
All right.
We'll see how that goes.
Yep. 1027 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you're ready to throw some, make some shade, it's time. 713-780-3776. Who's getting it? Who's going to catch it? Listen. Deshaun is out there. Texans haven't made a pick yet. The Astros are flawless right now with what they've done this week.
I mean, the Rockets haven't made their pick
yet? The Rockets haven't made their pick yet. AJ's leaving. AJ, AJ is this is your last chance.
I mean, unless you want to go out there the next couple of days live and throw shade at
right,
him.
Right, but this is the last shade he'll
certainly
catch. I would imagine.
Does he want to be in here for this? He poked his head in earlier.
He did poke his head in earlier because I said that Deshaun's a better quarterback than Josh Allen.
Then he had a problem with that.
He has a real problem with that. But I would imagine that AJ will catch some. I would fully imagine that. But we'll see. Who's going to get it? 713-780-3776.
If you can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show, we've got just the thing for you. And it's not f***ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN97.5.
Say what?
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So it is time to throw some, make some shade. AJ just poked his head in and said, What's the deal? Why are you encouraging shade against me today? I'm trying to go out. I'm trying to feel good about myself as I leave the station.
Oh, yeah? Your Twitter actions would suggest you're looking for all that smoke.
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
You're just a contrarian, AJ.
Yeah,
he has used. You think Simone Biles quit on her team? Okay, no one else in the world thinks that.
No, he's not the only one. But it is interesting to see all the people who actually love and cover gymnastics are like, yeah, the twisties things is real. She could have died possibly, so it was good for her not to go out there and do that.
Yeah, no, well, no, but Lance said no one ever gets paralyzed. So and he caught it too.
Yeah, don't ever. Yeah. Don't put stuff out on Twitter. Don't talk on Twitter.
The whole mental health thing, though, we'll see. Maybe it was a little pressure. There was a little pressure.
If that twisties thing is real that I was reading, apparently it is. Yeah, I'd be like, I ain't doing this today.
Yeah, no. If I don't feel like I'm going to be able to
pull off a move that would keep me from breaking my neck, I'm gonna take the night off.
Yeah. Well, did you see Dominic Mociano?
Her head hit the balance
beam. She said I had to keep competing because I didn't think I had an option.
Yeah,
I didn't have any option when I was 14. Well, and I broke a vertebrae.
Yeah, consider the U.S. gymnastics history about how they actually did. Yeah. They didn't have a long history of taking care of the girls and the women in their program.
Bella, okay,
yeah.
All right, so here we go. It's time to throw some, make some shade.
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right, so as soon as somebody gets off, you get in. 713-780-3776. All lines are tied up right now, but Adrian is first up. Been waiting. What do you say, Adrian?
What's up, fellas? Hey, I got two shades to throw with me, or two today, excuse me. First shade is the M. Night Shyamalan. I saw the movie Old this past weekend, and it's hot garbage. How can you make a movie like that after making Signs, Sixth Sense? You're way better than that. So major shade to him. He needs to go back, do his research, and make better movies. My second shade is to AJ for thinking that he's better than Houston for taking a job in Vegas, man. How could you do that? How could you turn your back on the city, man? I hear it's hotter out there in Vegas, so I hope you burn in hell. I wish you nothing but the worst. Shade throw.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Burn in hell is a little aggressive, Adrian. Well, if Vegas is hell, I think that's what he was saying, but that's a little aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, some people like Vegas.
Yeah, I know. I love Vegas. It's a little hot, but it's not hell. Line open, 713-780-3776. Chris is here. What's up, Chris?
Hey, boss. I got two shades to throw today. The first one, I heard that stuff Aaron Rodgers was saying, and oh my God, he is a multi-millionaire, and he's complaining about all this money problems and not getting respect. He's got MVP trophies on his shelf, and he's complaining about anything that you would expect a teenager to complain about when they're working at a fast food restaurant. Aaron Rodgers needs to just shut up, play football. He's already got his money, and then he can go play. He can go host Jeopardy in a few years when he's done being like the third best quarterback in the league. And then the second shade I want to throw is at my friend Brian. We call him Murris. He plays video games on easy, and he uses guides to beat them. I don't know. He's soft. And I know he listens. I just wanted to call him soft for playing all these games on easy mode.
Thanks, guys. Make some shade.
Yeah, pick it up, Brian.
Pick up the difficulty,
yeah.
Brian.
Yeah, Brian. And you're so great on easy mode.
And then you're using guides to get through them.
Oh, yeah. That's weak.
I don't even know what games you're playing. Soft. But you sound like someone a lot of people don't want to hang out with.
Soft.
Are we supposed to be throwing shade at him? Or is that...
Well, no, we're just agreeing with shade. We
okay.
can do that.
Okay.
Jack Easterby is here. What up, Jack Easterby?
Yeah, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, red is a little bit. Okay, so my fade today is going to be at AJ again. We'll just pile on top of AJ. AJ, you are calling Simone Biles a quitter, but you're over here quitting on your team. You're quitting on Fred and Aaron. What's up with that? That's weak. You're acting like a crumb bum bitch like Joel and Fred. Oof. Stay thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Oof.
He is quitting on his team. There's no question.
Yeah.
He quit on his team.
True. Did he consider,
can't refute that.
Did he consider how Aaron and Fred might have felt?
Yeah. Like the other gymnasts that nobody knows their names?
Like Aaron and Fred? Are you comparing them to people no one knows their names?
No, they're silver medalists, so I guess they're important. No one knows who they are, though.
Yeah, well, Simone Biles dipping out allowed another American to win gold, so great for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone all around.
Someone stepped up in her place and won gold.
Yeah. How about that? Way to go, Sunisi. Or something.
No, that's the dude we're gonna call feces if he drops a ball.
No, that's VC. This one's Sunisi something.
Oh, okay.
Or something.
But American still winning gold in gymnastics, even if it's not Simone Biles.
How about that? Eat that. And Fred and AJ still Fred and Aaron still winning gold with radio gold.
Okay.
Dr. Dre on 290. What up, Dr. Dre?
Hey, Double Rod, how you doing?
No, how you doing?
Hey, I got two shakes. First one's going to be at all the Kyle Tucker sword swallowers. Stop telling me he's got elite defense. Brett Wallace can put a better glove out there in right field. Get off of him. Second shake, Granado, I'm sorry, man. You got to stop requesting French fries over from Cobos, man. Get off the man's jock, and I'm out.
Make some shade.
I can't refute.
Unless you so choose to throw shade.
I can throw some shade at Raul. Don't worry.
But are you
he
going
might
to?
Catch it.
Okay.
We don't know.
I don't know.
If he doesn't come up with fries, he's going to catch it. If he doesn't come up with fries, then guess who catches it? Raul.
Mm.
Yeah, he's going to catch it. Like he should. Like he deserves.
So are you throwing shade or not?
I'm not throwing
this
shade.
This is extended.
He will.
What you're saying is kind of getting extended.
Cypress Jay is here. What up, Cypress Jay?
What up, fellas? Long time listener. I got to take a throw. The first one is a lot of constituents went to Washington, D.C. again to reenact January the 6th. So I'm actually throwing it to Dale Overy's. Dale had a chance to be Batman. He always been Robin. But instead, he let Nick the Noodles come in and take his ovaries. Dale Overy's. I don't understand that. You got...
Well, your Nick phone's breaking
when John is gone. And then you turn around and you let Nick come in to mess you up. I don't understand that.
Mm.
Come on, Dale. Stay up, man.
Yeah, ovaries. Yeah. Del Overy's.
I mean, it's not
Olale. It's Del Overy's.
Well, he's still talking, but the phone's bad.
Your
so
phone is bad
to
Cypress J, but we got the gist of it.
I mean,
so when Nick came in, you're supposed to be the dominant. You're supposed to be Batman, and yet you're still Robin. Del Overy's. No, you can't refute it.
I'm listening to you. He's done. I don't have to explain. I don't have to. You don't have to explain it. I heard him. The point is, I don't have to take it from you.
No, you're not taking it from me. I'm just explaining shade.
No, I understood it the first time.
That's all.
Thank you.
No, we couldn't understand it because his cell phone sucks.
You seem to understand it pretty well because you gave a great review.
I'm giving him a great review.
Yeah, a Yelp review of five stars.
He's a five-star guy. No question. Greg is here. What up, Greg?
Yo, what up? So, shade to everybody that was coming after Simone Biles yesterday when we've got actual gymnasts on record saying that if they tried to do the move that she tried, they would have blown out her knee or been paralyzed at worst. No, but don't take their words for it. Let's take the word of the human loaf of bread, Lance, who can't even walk down the street without tearing his ankle up. Yeah, let's go ahead and take his advice. Shade thrown at Lance.
Make some shade.
Mm. Oh, shade. That sounded like shade at Lance right there.
I don't think it sounded like it. Pretty clearly was.
Pretty clear. That's what it was. Steve is here. What's up, Steve?
Human loaf of bread.
You can let Bill Cosby out, but you can't let OU Mike out.
All right, you're still gone. Thanks, OU Mike. You're very subtle in your approach.
Wait a minute. We didn't let Bill Cosby out.
Yeah, what do we have to do with it? Bill Cosby wasn't in ESPN 97.5 jail. You are. And you're not going to get out on a technicality, apparently.
Listen, you are. We can't refute shade, but.
No.
That was something. Richard. What's up, Richard?
First off, AJ for leaving Nick as the only bald person there, and then Dell for never muting commercials and not understanding how to turn the sound back on Twitch today. Go Astros.
Well, I'm going to throw shade at you and refute it because the two people who are on the show don't want to be on Twitch.
Well, during the show we do.
Yeah, that's
not in the breaks.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he's talking about.
In the breaks?
Are you
sure the sound was on Twitch the whole time? I mean, during the show?
There was one instance I had to record. No, what I'm saying is, outrageous. I had to record something, so I had to take it off. I forgot to put it back on. But for the most part, you guys don't want to be heard during the breaks like the other shows.
Yeah, no.
That's the difference.
No, we don't want that. We want to keep our jobs.
Yeah, and so I'm not. The commercial thing is them. They don't want you to hear them. That's all. That's my shade. If you want to throw shade at anyone for Twitch stuff, throw it at John and Lance. They don't want to be heard during the breaks.
Yeah. And look who's come in. AJ and his last week.
I want to throw some shade.
You're going to throw some shade today?
Yeah.
All right. What shade did you want to throw?
I want to throw it at all these callers who are crumb bum pocket watchers calling me a quitter. Listen. We all, at some point... It's not quitting if you become a free agent and you leave for a different salary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all.
A different salary, which is an increase in salary?
No, John, I'm leaving for a massive, massive pay cut. That's why I moved my family across the country.
Wouldn't give a hometown discount.
No wonder you're
That's how I pitched it to my wife. I was like, listen, babe, we're going to make a lot less money.
No, I'm surprised your wife didn't call in and give you shade.
But at least we'll move across the country. And she was like, you know what? I'm with you on this. So we did.
Well, good. Yeah.
So should we have, petitioned for you to accept the hometown discount like we do for athletes?
I'm going to be honest here. I don't think this place is sad to see me go. I really don't. I think they're kind of like, all right.
Hey, P.J. Tucker.
You
were here long enough.
I was kind of P.J. Tucker. They were like,
P.J. Tucker.
Yeah.
He's more like Dion Waiters.
Well, damn.
We're throwing shade, right?
You already threw your shade.
Yeah, you used your shade.
You used it.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sometimes a disruptive chaos agent.
What?
So, apparently,
I like to think of myself as a great teammate and always here for everyone who needs me.
Ah.
We'll have to ask Fred and Aaron about that.
I feel like P.J. Tucker was apropos. I do the dirty work that goes unnoticed sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I said. But PJ also was pissed off when the company didn't want him around anymore.
I'm going to go. That's what I did.
I'm going to leave.
Guess where I'm going?
Vegas.
I'm going to get that ship, baby. I'm going to get that ring. And then I'm going to laugh at all you guys. You ringless bitches. That's what I'm going to say.
I don't know that you're getting any rings in Vegas, okay?
I don't know either.
You know what?
I don't know they get those out.
Get your bank. That's all you need.
I'm trying to get the bag, John.
Get your bag.
You feel me?
Get your bag on. Well, there it is. Why are people coming after you?
Because you told them to.
No.
I should have thrown my shade at you for that.
I thought it would be a bad idea.
That's a lie.
I thought it would.
You knew it was coming, and you brought it on.
Well, I had to bring up.
And then
the guy brought up is your last week. That's all.
The guy who throws shade for me being bald. What the hell does that have to do with? What am I? What can I?
No, he doesn't like that you're leaving Nick as the only
bald guy.
He liked the fact that there was more than one bald guy
here. Okay. Yeah. Well, trust me. There's a lot of guys who are more bald here than they'll let on, okay? Mm. I'm not naming names. I'm not refuting.
No, you can't refute.
What do you mean? You don't have to refute. Just throw the shade.
I'm saying I already used my shade, but there are guys. There are guys who are more bald than you think they are.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you go around and inspect everybody? Do an inspection.
Come on.
I don't want to look at people here.
You know what me and Nick do? We own our baldness. That's all.
We just say,
you know what? I'm going to step into this. Other people, they're fighting it. They're fighting hard.
Well,
I'm fighting a good fight, but
I mean, you got some technology.
Yeah, I got some steroids.
Yeah.
Called Doc Linville. That's right. You damn right I did. Well, Matt, this is maybe the last time we'll talk to you on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we appreciate all you've done for the show, coming in. And we'll miss you here.
I'll miss you guys.
We will.
I mean, we will. I mean, you know, there's some things you have to say.
I don't know about him.
Hey, let me finish. I was going to say it's been interesting having AJ around, and I would also tell John to speak for himself.
Okay, that's fair. Appreciate it, Del.
I'll miss you.
Sure, there will be.
I'd also like to wish you luck. I know there's consultants around right now.
Uh huh.
They're gonna the guys on the Office Space, the two consultants. They're coming for both you guys, I bet. They're going to come knock on y'all's door.
I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
Good luck, bring your playbook.
And bring your playbook.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Don't worry. We know.
You got your key card today?
I liked you being the program director. You didn't do anything.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to fire you.
No, right.
Hey.
No one's trying to fire me. One way here.
I just know there's a couch in California waiting for me if it comes down to that. So I know I have that in my back pocket.
Trade in your key card for a couch in California.
Yeah, always got that if it comes
always
down to it.
Always got mom's couch. Yeah. Well, have fun in Vegas, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, win some money.
What's the plan?
Try to do it. All right. I want to talk about, if you've got any issues whatsoever. Listen, it ain't easy out there. It ain't easy in the bedroom sometimes. If you're somebody that needs a little bit of help, that's right. It ain't always easy. If you need a little bit of help, GetRoman.com/John. Don't be embarrassed by it. It's ED is, it's almost natural. I think most like 90% of guys could use some ED medicine from time to time. And guess what? If in fact after you talk to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional and he or she finds that you do need medication, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. You do it on your laptop or your computer at home, and you don't have to go to a doctor's office. That's the best thing. You don't have to sit in the doctor's office. You don't have to talk face-to-face to the doctor. You're doing it all online. GetRoman.com/John. Complete the online visit, and you get a connect with a doctor who can take care of this ED for you. Go to GetRoman.com/John right now. Get $15 off your first month. There's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment. GetRoman.com/John.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Del, we've seen a lot of reasons for assault, right? I mean, if you get PO'd at somebody, there's certainly, I mean, where you can't control yourself. Sometimes it's understandable, right? I mean, it should never get physical.
If you feel for your bodily safety, then sure, there are times when physical confrontation is necessary. But I feel like most of the time when we see that stuff, there's a way to avoid it.
Well, I don't think this was unavoidable because they were an assistant, two people were in an assisted living facility, And one wanted to watch cartoons and the other one wanted to watch Monk. And so
what a pair of
and
choices.
So the one, I don't know which one he wanted to watch. Roommate sought to watch cartoons. Hutchinson, who was arrested, Glenn Hutchinson, 58, he struck the 56-year-old disabled victim during the confrontation because he wanted to watch Monk. I can certainly see where this would get you to a point where you would have to get physical.
We don't know what he said.
No, well, he wanted to watch cartoons.
Well, he might have said some disrespectful things.
Right, trying
to get that done. So I would say, let's not judge from afar.
And oh, by the way, he hit the other guy with his aluminum cane in the head.
Well, you get your point across that way. Well,
apparently. I mean, now, what did they watch? Monk. Guess what?
If you use a cane on someone.
If you're going to cane somebody in the head, guess what?
The dude who called me Del Overies was talking about, you know, showing dominance. The guy at the assisted living place showed his dominance, and now you're watching what he wants to watch.
Yeah. Apparently, a Connecticut woman found a card containing $500 on the ground, and she enlisted the help of a friend's mother to track down the owners. Dell, if you found a card with $500 cash, how hard would you look for the owners?
I don't look for the owners when there's mail in my box and I know who it belongs to.
You're just going to toss it?
I just put it back in the box, see if they figure it out. No. But there's a slot you can put it in. I'm not looking that hard for those people.
I mean, you got to tell. It's $500 cash that they lost.
No, I would try. Like, is this anyone's money?
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't do anything else besides that.
Well, the outside of the envelope said, thank you for marrying us. So they were obviously paying
the pastor
with $500.
Oh,
And okay. They're just married, Dell. So they probably don't have much money.
Well, it's not their money anymore anyway.
Yeah.
It's that pastor. So you're not really taking the money from them.
No, but you still owe the pastor $500.
Says you.
Well, no, you didn't pay him.
No,
so you have to pay him.
I went through the effort. It just didn't get to you. Sorry.
A survey shows the average person has $116 in unused gift cards.
Okay.
How many unused gift cards do you have?
I'm pretty sure I have at least a $50 gift card to Uberito because, you know, there are no more Uberitos around me.
Yeah.
I think I have at least a $50 gift card.
I'll bet you I have over the 116.
And the company will give us, like, around Christmas time, will give us, like, if you so choose to grab a Macy's gift card. I don't think I've used one from last year either.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's over
$100. I don't like gift cards.
You just want straight cash?
Because I put them and then I never forget.
Money, if you're...
Give me cash.
Yeah, I can't ask Laura Beavers to hand me 50 bucks.
Give me cash, Laura Beavers.
But sure, that would be great, too.
Yeah. A mother has been blasted online after revealing she made a roadblock to force drivers to stop at her children's lemonade stand after multiple people just drove right by. I can't blame her.
You can't disrupt traffic because people don't want to stop.
It's a lemonade stand. The kids are trying to make a little money.
There are a couple kids who've been out, not in my neighborhood, but one I have to get through to get to HEB, and they have their little signs up and they're pointing. They're like, hey, lemonade. I'm like, it's a lot of sellout here. I feel bad for you guys, but I'm going to keep going.
You need to stop.
I don't have cash. That's the other thing. I don't carry cash. I can't give them a debit card.
You know what I ain't doing? I ain't stopping for no Girl Scout cookies, that's for sure.
Why?
Because stop already putting it outside the grocery store, the table outside the grocery, because it's making me feel guilty. Because I don't want your stupid cookies. That's why.
Oh, I don't even deal with that. They're only covering one entrance. I make sure
if I go out the other way.
I make sure I go to my park and go to the other entrance, and they come out that entrance too.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are ways not to feel guilty. You just avoid them.
And I always say, oh, no, I got a little one at home too. I got a little girl who's selling them too. Sorry.
Well, what's her name? Frankie.
Wait, we know Frankie's out of college.
Hey, we know your children, actually.
Ashley. It's my.
I adopted a girl recently.
Ashley. I know.
Me and Wendy adopted. We want another child in the home.
Keep your Girl Scout cookies away from me.
Yes, trust. Yeah. There was that one.
Don't need them, don't want them.
I did that one point for a soccer fundraiser. Not Girl Scout cookies, selling chocolate. Even the kids hate it.
Yeah.
But the parents are like, you have to earn this. I don't want to. Even the kids out there hate it.
No. And now Lance is in the mode of, hey, my kid's selling raffle tickets.
Oh, to you? He said that to you?
Yeah, he always gives me raffle tickets.
You better keep that away from me. Like, I don't even know your kids.
Here, buy this book of raffle.
Oh, great.
Oh, you know what I never win? That. Done. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.